91X News.
It's 21 degrees and sunny at 2. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Passengers who travel with Via Rail now have a new station in Belleville. The station opened to travelers for the first time this morning. 91X reporter Harrison Perkins was there.
The 615 to Toronto pulls into Belleville's brand new Via station. John McLaughlin is a former employee of Via. He worked in the baggage room for Via, where the new building currently stands. He was first in line this morning to buy a ticket.
Yes, it's early, but it's nice out this morning, so good to get up and be the first in line here to get a ticket at the new Via station.
Serge Levine is the project manager for the new station. Levine is spending the day making sure everything runs smoothly. He says travelers will definitely see a change.
This one is much more spacious. It's designed with efficiency in mind, with a lot of lighting, natural light. New concept, basically.
And passengers who arrived this morning to the new station seemed pleased with what they saw.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Pretty happy to see this morning. It was a surprise to me.
Oh, it's wonderful. This is a wonderful station.
The cost of the new station is estimated at $14 million. Via also has plans to overhaul stations in Oshawa and Cobourg. Harrison Perkins, 91X News, Belleville.
The Premier is condemning the St. Patrick's Day riot in London. Dalton McGuinty says the incident is unfortunate and calls the behavior unacceptable. Fanshawe College has suspended 8 students and 5 other people have also been arrested. Police say they're trying to identify more culprits through social media, and the college has set up a secure email box to receive tips. A report aimed at the Ontario government says keeping the province's healthcare system sustainable requires preventing chronic disease. The report by Cancer Care Ontario and Public Health Ontario offers recommendations including higher tobacco taxes, mandatory phys ed through high school, and more health information on menus. Cancer Care Ontario CEO Dr. Michael Sherrar says the idea is to prevent cancer, heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes. He says about a quarter of all of our healthcare spending is aimed at looking after these patients, who also added to the province's financial burden through lost productivity at work. In their efforts to screen job applicants, some employers in the U.S. are going beyond the usual questions about experience and references and asking for something else: Facebook usernames and passwords. Internet privacy expert Jules Polonetsky says most human resource lawyers are advising against the practice.
Something sensitive you saw about race or religion or sex. So this is actually something that creates huge liability for employers.
The practice seems to be more common among public agencies, especially those seeking to fill law enforcement positions such as police officers or 911 dispatchers. That's 91X News, the 1203. Here's Jose de Barros with 91X Sports.
The Denver Broncos are a signature away from becoming a Super Bowl contender. The Broncos have agreed to terms with free agent star quarterback Peyton Manning. The 5-year contract is worth $96 million. A press conference has been announced for 3 o'clock to introduce Manning. Manning has also considered playing for San Francisco and Texas. The Winnipeg Jets could be facing an angry Penguins team in Pittsburgh tonight. The Penguins are coming off a 3-2 overtime loss to Philadelphia on Sunday that snapped an 11-game winning streak. The Jets sit 4 points out of the final playoff spot in the East. The Nashville Predators may be on the cusp of becoming a major offensive threat. Predators GM David Poile says there is every indication Alexander Radulov will be returned to the team in the near future. There's no word yet if that means Radulov will be back in time for the playoffs. Radulov left Nashville 2 years ago, 2 years into his 3-year entry-level contract, to compete in Russia's KHL, where he is a 2-time MVP with Salavat Uliev Ufa. The Preds take on Edmonton tonight at home. And Toronto FC captain Torsten Frings will be out for 4 to 6 weeks with a strained right hamstring. The former German international was injured during Toronto's season-opening 3-1 loss in Seattle on Saturday. Frings, a defensive midfielder who can play in central defense, is arguably Toronto's most influential player. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X new weather.
Today it's been mainly sunny with a high of 22. Tonight we'll see a few clouds with fog developing overnight and a low of 9. Wednesday, the fog will leave once again in the morning and it'll be mainly sunny again and a high of 23. Thursday we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with a low of plus 9 and a high of 22. At 12:05, it's 21 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Jose de Barros. News is next at 3.